Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Good to see you all. So I have a question for you. Has anything bad ever happened to you? You want to stand here? You can stand here with me. If you want to stand here with me, you can. I won't bite. I promise. There's some people think I bite, but I don't. Okay, let me talk. Okay, let me talk. So has anything bad ever happened to any of you? Yeah, bad things do happen. How about this? Here's a family that lost their house because the house is on fire. Yeah. How about this? Here's a family that was involved in a car accident. Yeah, a car accident. Maybe you've been in a car accident before. It happens. It certainly happens. But here's the thing about it. When things like this happen, people want to blame God. They say, God did this because he's angry at me. Is that true? Is God really angry at us? And does God cause house fires and car accidents?
No.
God doesn't do that. James tells us that very clearly, that God does not tempt us. He does not tempt us to sin. He does not tempt us to challenge or to blame him. Now, today we hear about Abraham, who had a son, a son of promise, by the way. His name was Isaac. And what did God tell Abraham to do? His only son. He told him to take your son, your only son Isaac, and to sacrifice him. You know what that means? What happens if you sacrifice someone?
Something bad will happen.
Like Isaac was to die. God is telling Abraham, take your son to the top of the mountain, and there you will sacrifice him. You will kill him with a knife, and then you will burn his body. That's what he's saying that you are to do. It sounds like God is tempting Abraham. Was that what God is doing? Is he tempting Abraham? No. He's actually doing something that's very valuable, even for all of you. We must know that bad things happen to us because we are sinners. And God allows these things to happen to us so that we will trust him, so that we'll turn our focus away from things that have happened to us to God himself, who will protect it, guard and guide us. So these things happen to us because we are being tested. God tests our faith. He wants us to follow him, to trust him. But sometimes people don't do that, do they? They actually blame God for all of their problems, when all of their problems can actually have one person to blame. And who's the person to blame? Me, myself, and I. I have created these problems. The house fire may have started because of someone smoking in bed. Is that God's fault? Nope. The car accident happened because someone wasn't paying attention and they weren't driving their car the right way. Is that God's fault? No. Everything that happens to us in our life, we can actually point the finger at ourselves. And so we suffer in this life because of things that occur to us because of our own fault. But God says, don't blame me, but I want you to trust me. I will bring the suffering into your life so that you will turn your face away from the things that are of this world and turn your face to me and follow me. Because ultimately, when we obey God and follow God, what's the result? What will God do for us? He will bring us into his kingdom. God is working always in our life to test our faith, to make us stronger in our faith, so that when he comes on the last day, he will look at each of you and he will say, you are my dear child. You had faith in me. Even though you had all of these problems, you still believed in me. And because you believe in me, I give to you as a free gift eternal life in heaven. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray to the Lord. Lord, we know that in this life we will have many, many problems. And sometimes, Lord, it seems that these problems are just overwhelming. Yet, Lord, help us not to blame you. For we know, Lord, that you do bring suffering into our life. Yet these sufferings, O Lord, that you use these sufferings, O Lord, to show us and to test us and to strengthen our faith, so that we will follow you. And as we follow you, Jesus, we will follow you right into heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Lord and our Savior. And all the children said,